Colorado ranchers face many obstacles around meat processing, and Colorado State University is offering a free webinar today called New Opportunities and Collaborations for Colorado's Meat Processing Sector. KVNF's Corey Stanton has the story.
Colorado State University, the Colorado Department of Agriculture, and other ag partners join forces to improve statewide food systems and to promote collaboration in Colorado's meat processing sector. To learn more about the upcoming webinar, KVNF spoke with Becca Jablonski, Food Systems Extension Economist and Assistant Professor in the Department of Agriculture and Resource Economics at CSU.
We've been receiving a lot of calls from around the state, including on the Western Slope, from both ranchers that are challenged in finding appropriately scaled and available meat processing. And then we've also been hearing from interest from different entrepreneurs in starting meat processing facilities. So this is fantastic that we're hearing of this interest because, of course, we're hearing from ranchers of the need for it. But we're a little bit concerned because, number one, many folks don't know how to get started, right? They don't understand the USDA inspection process and all that's entailed. And number two is that if all of the different individuals that have called start businesses, we don't think all of them can be successful. And our latest effort is really around identifying new opportunities and collaborations for Colorado's meat processing sector. And so we're holding a webinar on this topic on March 11th from 12:30 to 2 o'clock. The event's going to start with Steve Blunt, who's the program administrator for the Colorado Department of Agriculture. So he's going to talk about what is the difference between a custom exempt facility and a USDA inspected facility, and what does that mean in terms of where and how you can sell your meat if you're a rancher. If you're interested in starting a facility, what does it mean to consider these two different types of inspection systems? And he's also going to talk about some of the trends that he's seen around meat processing, because we have seen that there are a few new meat processing facilities that have opened during the pandemic. Next, we're going to have Rebecca Thistlethwaite, who's the director of the Niche Meat Processor Assistance Network. This is a fantastic organization that is based at Oregon State University, but it's a national organization. They have a really active listserv and they have a fantastic website. They have layouts of different plants that would work to help save somebody money who's interested in starting a facility. Then we're going to have Jerry Sonnenberg come, and he's going to actually talk about a bill that he's proposed, which is SB21-079. If you want to go and look it up, basically it proposes to have different types of legislation for meat processing, really to try to make it a little bit easier for meat processors in the state. And so he's going to talk about that. Next, we're going to have Dr. Jennifer Martin, who's an assistant professor in the Department of Animal Sciences at Colorado State University. And she actually is in a new role for CSU, where she does extension around meat safety and quality and really provides support for some of the meat processors in the state. She helps to work with the Colorado Association of Meat Processors, which is the Association for Small and Mid-Scale Meat Processors. And so she's going to talk a little bit about that organization. And then we are going to have PJ Howe, who is a loan specialist for the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development, who's based in Craig, Colorado. And he's going to talk about different types of grant and loan resources that are available from the USDA Rural Development, because there really are a lot of resources that are available. And so we want to make sure that Coloradans who are interested in starting these facilities can get connected to them. And some of them are specific for ranchers who are interested in adding value, and then others are for more small and mid-scale businesses. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about a new grant program that's being developed by the USDA Ag Marketing Service, specifically for existing processors. And then lastly, Mark Gallegos, who's also with the Colorado Department of Agriculture, is going to facilitate a discussion talking about continuing needs, resources, and opportunities for coordination. I really hope that many of you who are interested in this topic can join us. I think that there's going to be interesting and useful information both for ranchers, you know, who are in need of access to more meat processing facilities, who are trying to figure out, you know, what the difference is in the different types of processors, the custom exempt versus USDA, and also for individuals who are interested in either starting a meat processing facility or scaling up an existing one.
For more information on CSU's March 11th webinar, New Opportunities and Collaborations for Colorado's Meat Processing Sector, visit the events tab at foodsystems.colostate.edu. This is a free virtual event, and it will be recorded for post-event viewing. For KVNF, I'm Corey Stanton.